and Simon Shinbei's Sif Hei. Let us first learn the Mechaba and the Remora. Then I'd like to mention a Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Cholok la'acha kvisa hu miskashe. A cholok is an undershirt, and after, when they washed it, hu miskashe, it was stiff. U'mishavshifim oisoi biyodayim l'rakochay. So the derech was that they used to rub it together in order to soften this undershirt. Muta la'soisoi b'shabbos. So one is permitted to do this in Shabbos. She'einoi miskavein elo l'rakochay. His whole intent is only to soften this undershirt. Now, we will see, as we progress in this sif, that the process of being mishavshev, a beged that was washed, enhances the whiteness of the beged. So, therefore, the shaila over here is, by being mishavshev, the beged, by rubbing the beged, and the same time, I am whitening the beged. So, l'chayre, there should be an issur of melabein. So, the Mechaber says he doesn't have any intent of whitening the beged, since this is an undershirt which never is seen and is exposed. It's never seen and exposed to the oilam. So therefore, he has no intent whatsoever to whiten the beged. So the sole intent is only to soften the beged. So you're allowed to soften the beged. Aval suda, but a suda, which was a beged, which was worn over the head, around the neck. Also, now this beged was seen, so therefore he has an intent that it should be whitened also. That means if by rubbing the suda together it gets whiter, so memela he wants this. So it's also mimneisha miskaven letachtochay, because he wants to that it should be whiter. So this is like Malabin, and this is also. So the Mechaber differentiated between two types of begodim. A cholok, which is an undershirt, which is never exposed. So there is no intent whatsoever to whiten the beged. And a suda, which is exposed, so since there is an intent and a desire to whiten the beged, so shimshiv is also because through this he is whitening the beged. That is the shita samachaba. Hago, now the remor comes and says, the koyvim ushal klei pishton dinon kisuda. Now the remor is coming to tell us that Kli Pishton are unique, and by them the law is that the Shimshu of Kli Pishton is also Richuchon Zehu Libunon. Now, this is just superficially learning to the Mechaber and the Remor. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns the Mechaber and the Remor, and then the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, and then we'll understand the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows, Cholok la'acha ha'kvise, an undershirt after it is washed, hu miskashe, it gets hard, so you rub it together, l'rachachay. V'av ha'libin shaloi. Now, while you are rubbing it, the whiteness matzol yosef. It gets whiter. That's a matzias. Let's face reality. Ayideshim shemzeh. Aval pikein, even though, so if I will look at this choluk before the shimshuf and after the shimshuf, it's whiter. That's the matzias. Aval pikein muta lishav shifoi bishabbos. One is permitted to rub it in Shabbos. Ve'einoi nire kimelabin. It doesn't look like he's whitening the beggar. Lefi shahadomo yodua shekavonosoi bishmila lachachim, because everyone knows that the reason he's rubbing it is because he wants to soften it. V'loi bishvil lahatzil halibon. He doesn't have an intent to make it whiter. And this is an undergarment. No one is makad on this. But let us be medayik l'shayne. It doesn't look kimelabim. So we're talking about a nire kimelabim. Avol b'suda. Now again at the mechaber. Shehu beged elyon. This is a begedalion. V'odom makbid yoisa al libunoi vitzihuloi. A person is more makbid that it should be whiter. Also, l'shav shifoi biyadayim. Mivnei shenire, it looks kimiskaven lahatzel halibun. So now from the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it would seem, in both cases there's no libun. Really, he wants to be mishamsim the begit. There is a isel of nire kimelabin. Chazal asked, it looks like he wants to be melabin. So since he has an interest in the whitening of the suda, and he's rubbing it, so it looks nire kimelabin, nire kimiskaven lahatzel halibun. It looks like that. You'll give him a questionnaire. Why are you rubbing the suda? I'm rubbing it because it's too stiff. That's why I'm rubbing it. But al kaponim, it's nire kimiskaven lahatzel halibun. So that's why midarabon on its also. I want it to be white and undershirt. So there's no neither. Therefore, it is mutter. This is the das amachabav. The yesh oimrim. Now, the yesh oimrim is the das of the shibayle haleket, which the Gemara brings down, but we will see this is not completely like the Gemara. This is of a yesh oimrim. Shaloi hitiru av becholuk. Now he's saying a mouthful, which this is not the shita sarumba. This is the shita sashibayle faleket. Shaloi hitiru av becholuk. They were only matter to rub a choluk elek shehu shel tzema umeshi. The choluk is made out of wool, is made out of silk. Then you can rub it, no problem. Avol shel pishton v'chein kol, but a choluk shel pishton v'chein kol shal kli pishton. Also l'shav shepom afilu miyat biyodayim. If the material is linen, so even though I'm rubbing it a little bit, mipnei sherichu chom zehu libunom, because by a klipishton, the pula of softening is a pula of libum, and I think the svara of the Shibayle Haleket, the domestic Eliezer brings it on the Pirush and the Goin, says, Bepishton shayach libun biyoisa, linen is something that gets white very easily, the nichbas maher, That's what domestically Yezu says. That means linen is something that gets clean very quickly. So a small amount of shivshuf whitened this it already. So it comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as follows. According to the Mechaber, that doesn't differentiate what the material is. So according to the Mechaber, it would seem there's no real libun over here, period. But by a cholok, it's not nearer ke malabim. It doesn't look like he wants to be malabim. And then by a sudah, it's nearer that he wants Shem is coven. So it's also, he doesn't want anything. He just wants to make it so. But it's nearer kim is coven lelabin, and it's also mid rabbonim. The shita of the Gemara that starts speaking about that linen is unique. So here he says, L'shavshon afilu ma'at b'yodayim, afilu a little bit, m'nei sherichuchom zehu libunom, by a klipishtom. Here it seems this richuch is malabin it, and he's malabin it, finished. So there's no, it's not totally what he's thinking, but by klipishtom, the richuch is a libun, and it would seem to be this, for all purposes, it's a libun, the reis, a klipishtom. This is how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, I think from the Aruch HaShulchan will understand the lotion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan says like this, Acholuk la'acher ha'kviseh, an undershirt after washing, umiskashe, it gets hard, stiff. Umifash v'shvin oisoi b'yodayim, you rub it together to soften it. Mutal rachachoy bishabis, the ain ze kimelabin, it's not melabin. The ain kavanosoi, his intent is ainoi elo lerichuk. His lerichuk, his whole intent is richuk. Ushemisrachek ma'at poisig melishavshev. So he says, by a holuk, his whole intent is only to soften the begin, and the minute it gets a little soft, he stops. That means we have to understand the more one rubs a begin, the whiter it gets. But he says, so by a holuk, his kabon is only to soften a little bit. As long as it gets a little soft, he stops a gusen tog. Avol suda also, so he doesn't seem out nire and not nire. He seems to say, by a choluk, he's not mechavin to whiten it. And then he only wants to soften it. Abasuda also, he wants to talk to whiten it. Vavin kimalam. Big day, Pishton, la'acher hakibus, nasim koshim. Now he says a different lotion. It's not miskashe. It's nasim koshim. They get hard. Vayidei hashivshuf nisrachech. Vafalibin shalom matzul al yidei hashivshuf. Now, we will come to explain this. Oh, HaShulchan, we'll learn now the Mishnah Berurah, and I think the Mishnah Berurah learns like the Oh, HaShulchan, I think we'll understand this sheet a little better now. Now let us see. Mutter, you're allowed to be a choluk, you're allowed to be make shivshuf. I will also legalgul a yedei kli kaminis, but to iron it or to, they used to, there was a certain type of an evan. Evin shoschuchis that they used to go, and it was a process of like ironing the begad, which smoothed out the begad, and also this evin was whitened also the begad. That was called gius mistame. But also legalgal aidekli keminig, this is, could be this also softens it, but this is really a process of libun, and this is ichorosam. Rein also lasses motim mit dvorim am khubosim ay de kelem asim leka. One is not permitted to make pleats in a beggar. Pleats, that's a din of tikkun mone. So now in the Mishabu is saying two alohas. That means shimshu, which creates a whitening in the beggar by cholukas mutter. To be megalgul ayyidei kli keminig, there was a giyutz mistome that also softened the beggar, but this mistome was also, this was a greater libun process. This is also to make pleats are also taken on it. Avol suda also, now, Agav Uchem, the Dirshu brings down a Shuva from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe says, what if you have a holok which is so stiff that you can't wear it below Yichuk? Below Yichuk, that means you can't wear it. Now, this, it seems, so Rav Moshe says, you're not allowed to be merachim, which that's called a tikkun, midrabonim. That means I'm making it wearable. So Rav Moshe is saying the vile pshat, that you were talking about it's wearable before. Perhaps it's not so comfortable. So here there's a shayla, you mechaven for leaving. You're not mechaven. The richuch alone is not problematic. There's no problem in the softening of the baggage because I can wear the baggage, but it's not so soft, so stiffish a little bit. That's not gefella. But there's a shayla, but through the richuch, it's getting whiter. So then there's chilukim. But Rav Moshe says, but if it's not wearable without the richuch, that means, so then forget about this seat, then the problem is the richuch is like a tikkun mone. So it's also midrabanan, right? Avol suda also, yeah, that we learned already, mipnei, ki hu makpid al libuna. Here it seems also he holds like the shulchan, al hashulchan, that he's makpid, it should be wider. Vizihure shul suda yaisa mikutainis. There he's makpid on it. There we say the sole purpose is l'rachachoy, but here he's makpid. Listen, if he wants that his undershirt should be wider, why does he want it to be wider? But he wants it to be wider. Also, then it's also. That means in Yisod, the whole chilek between a suder and a choluk is because by a choluk, he's not interested in the whitening. The minute he's interested in the whitening, some emelets also. Fine. Now, so then the Ramah came and said, V'choyven oshar klipishtam, v'atam she'miru b'chlipishtam. So he says, why were they machmer b'chlipishtam? Because it's very stiff after it's washed. So when you soften it, zehu libunon. So when I learned this Mishnah Brura, I didn't understand what he's saying. So mainly he's saying, why is the klipisha more homo? Because it's very stiff. So, and therefore, the kuchan zeh libunam. So, mein shmito feitzel al Sinai. But according to the Oruch HaShulchan, I think that this is pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. The Oruch HaShulchan said as follows. By a choluk, it's miskashe, it gets a little stiff. Uchse misrachek ma'at. As soon as it's not so stiff to begin with, so when it softens a little bit, he stops. So the whole shivshu is a pula that takes a minute. After a minute, he's finished with it. There's nothing what to do. So memele, this libum that comes about after a minute of shivshu, If he's not interested in the libun, so Mamela, it doesn't have a shame libun that Chazal asked. That means the shifshif alone is very minute. That's why so he stops. He's only mishavshif in order to get a little salt, and then he's finished. So that libun that comes about after a small shifshif by a cholak, there's nothing but to worry about. But over here, that's when this is pshat the Mishnah Berurah. But a klipi shehem koshim achar yichitzosam. This is very stiff. What's it mean? It's very, so what? So if it's very stiff, you can't, in a minute, I'll rub it together in a guten tag. No. After a minute, it still says, you have to rub it 5 minutes in order for it to get wearable. So, Memele, so if you need a shivshuf of 5 minutes, a shivshuf of 5 minutes, the rechuchon velibunon. So that's, so the reason, I think that's what he means. The reason why a Kli Pishton is awesome, because a Kli Pishton, you have to be Mishamshim in 5 minutes. A Shimshuf of 5 minutes, and he took himself Libunum. Or Mikol Mokim, Becholuk Mutter. Now, the Mishabura is saying, this is the Shitas HaRamah, and we have to appreciate this is a Chiddush. The Shibole HaLeket, this is the Rimen, Beshoysim B'Shem Shibole Leket, this is the Ramah. The Shibole Leket said that Kli Pishton is also. So we had mentioned two smallest white Kli Pishton is also. We want to say, according to the Shulchan Arab, it could be because a Kli Pishton washes very quickly, so it gets nislaben very quickly. So Mamel, that is a shame libun. The libun that comes, I think from a small shifshuf, it gets, the libun is a much bigger danger of libun. Or we wanted to say, according to the Mishnah Berurah by Kli Pishton, he has to rub it for 5 minutes. So according to these two reasons, there should not be any difference between a choluk and any other beggar, if it's a Kli Pishton. And the Ramah was mechalik. The Ramah says, all Kli Pishton are doimet to a sudder. But it seems a choluk is mutter. So afilo a choluk of a Kli Pishton is mutter. And we call mokim the choluk mutter afilo b'shel Pishton. We have to appreciate the Chiddush. The Ramah said, I'm more than a Chiddush. So even though there was a 5 minute richuch, or the richuch made a moiridik libun, so that libun of a cholok is not choshuv, and it doesn't have a shame libun. This is the shinkas of the Ramah. Now, tik sha'al ragloi. Now let us learn Sivov. If a person has mud on his foot, oy al minolov, or he has mud on his shoes, mekalchoy bekoiso. So he wants to get this mud off of him, so he rubs it on a wall. Avoloy bekalke, but he cannot rub this Bekalke, to get off the tit. We'll see reasons later. Why not Bekalke? Duma osi lashvuye gumis. If he is going to rub his foot or his shoe on the kalke, he might come, and we're going to explain this later, he might come lashvuye gumis to smooth, to fill up holes. Now, to fill up a hole in the ground is an isa the araisa of boine, or so that to some mele or chayrish. This is lashmur. So he lemaise is he wants to rub off piss from his shoe, from his foot. But the first day you hold, you can do it on a wall. But you cannot do it on a kalke, because you might come lashmuye gumis, you might smooth out, you might fill up a hole. And to make a, that's, that is awesome.
It's like, okay,
yeah, yeah. V'yesh misha oima, we'll see if it will, could be a cement side, it was much better than a book. V'yesh misha oisa af bekoisel. Now someone asks af bekoisel. So you can't do this on a koisel either. We'll see reasons later. Hago, v'yesh misha mata bishneye. And then the law says everything is mutter. That means the kalke, bekoisel, everything is mutter. This is also mutter, which there's no problems whatsoever. If you'll take a ma'at cheres, a piece of cheres, which is not muktzim, and you'll scrape it off, that's zicha mutter. The royal talta, the means if it's a muktzadike cheres, then there's no use whatsoever. So then it's muktzah, so you can't, use it. But if it's yeva cheres, that's a royal talta, that's not muktzah, you're allowed to take off the tit with the cheres. Now, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask Akashas, so from Siv Ches, so let us see Siv Ches. Ein megarden besaken oy betzipoyren mino, a shoe that is, you can rub off, you want to rub off pit from a shoe, besaken with a knife, oy betzipoyren, or with your fingernails, mino, Bein chodosh, bein yoshon, say it's a new shoe, say it's an old shoe, mibnei shekoyleith ho'er, because by taking a knife or a fingernail and rubbing off the tit, is, the problem is not the tit, mibnei shekoyleith ho'er, he smooths the leather of the shoe, and this is one of the lamites melachis memachek, to smooth a surface. That means, one of the lamites melachis, they used to take oiris, they took skins, and they smoothed out the skin when they made it, so they took the hair off and they smoothed it out. So that's one of the lamites melachis memachek. So memelem, so one is not permitted to take a knife or a nail, a fingernail, to Mnesha Kailaf Oya Bahabi Mamach. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah here, and then we're going to come back to our sheaf. Ein Megardim, Afilo Haya Olaf Tit, there was mud on it, Vikavanosai Lahosir Hatit, and he wants to take off the tit. He's taking the, he has no interest whatsoever to smooth out the sole, the shoe. This is the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin, on Siv Ches. Ein Megardim, Vafilo Haya Olav Tit, even there was tit on the shoe. Vikavanosai Lahosir Hatit, and that's his intent. The psikreishu, it's a psikreishu. You take a knife and take off the tit, I got news for you. You are smoothing out the leather of the shoe, of the sole. And there's a nisa of mamachik, it's a psikreishu. Even though it's ain't a mechaven, it's a psikreishu. Besakin, hainu, afilu v'gav hasakin. The other, the backside of the knife, also is a mamachik. That means the sharp side of the knife is zicha mamachik. And that's you just rub that up. You're zicha smoothing the leather of the shoe. But a fillu, you'll turn the sakin and you'll rub it off from the back side of the sakin, not the sharp side. It's also mamachik. Valkein, therefore, lochein lizoya, שיעשה הבעלזל שלפני בית הכנסת שמקנחין בוי המנוליים אור ורוחב בולי חד. Now that means בזמניהם, there was, before you entered the shul, we wanted to make sure you didn't come into the shul with muddy shoes, which was very shchiach masama bizmanayim. They didn't have paved roads. You came in, it was muddy, and you walked into the shul. So every shul, in front of the shul, there was a balzal, there was an iron that stuck out in front of the shul, and everyone, before they entered the shul, they cleaned their shoes from the mud that was on it. This was, and then you walked into the shul.
And they wiped their feet and you were cooperating on it or
something? What?
No, they kicked the mud off, or they actually wiped it on it?
They wiped it on, no, they wiped it off on the thing. They scraped it off. They scraped it off with the sharp. So he's saying, so this is mamache. So therefore, the Torah says, Sheyasa Balzel Shalifnei Beis HaKnesset. So he's telling the architects before, when you plan to make a shul and you're going to put into, and the plans you have in front of the door, you have a Balzel. Oh, the rochav. So make sure it's a thick piece of iron. It's thickish. The loichad, and it shouldn't be sharp. Because if it's sharp, I'm coming into shul. I'm coming in with clean shoes, but with chilul Shabbos. So don't do that. So make sure that every shul, if you should have a kosher balzel in front of the shul, and a kosher balzel means. It's thick,
not sharp.
Ba'ayin le'el b'sifkot n'chavot. L'kaneyach b'koysul sholi. That means if you want to rub off on a wall, that's muta ochinal b'sivot. That's sivot.
It's less water.
Yeah, that's a wall. That's all stone. Now, we'll see our Mishnah Berurah. That's right. Let's see our Mishnah Berurah. Oy al minolov. So it said, teach al ragloi, oy al minolov, mikan choy bikoiso. Now we'll see our Mishnah book. So what did I do? I had a muddy shoe, so I rubbed it on a wall to take off the mud. The leido milo di sibisiv ches ein megardin manol. Now we learn sib ches. The one is not allowed to rub. A shoe bein chodosh bein yosham. Behind afili yeshti talgaba vikavanosi loho seratis. But it's a secret. She's a memache. So it's a mishibur es onunu. So it's a wall. But he's a memache. Chumash kasavnu shom. The shom lo yasminen ele begav sakin. There we only answered the backside of a knife. Shayidei hagreire memache ka'oyer. The oil becomes smoother. Ma she'enkem bekinuach ba'koysel oy bekoyre. So there's a psikreisha. You'll take a knife or you take a sharp piece of metal, even though it's not so sharp. But so that will be memache. That is a psikreisha. So even though you don't have kavone for memache, but it's a psikreisha. Yes. Aber ma schenke bikinuach ma koisol ei bekoire en hechig si ma mache kal je deze. Bekosa vatas ole vize hodi jesh bechotsa schlifne pisre botik nesies al la kalke. Now it brings down the Taz again that if you have in front of the doors of the shuls there was a iron that shut it out vu chada the lamailo and it's sharp. Bisham mekanchim nalayim kain shikonis beisek nesis or salasis kain bishabis. So if you have a sharp bezet doime legav asakim or silakul almen. Ryan Shom, he said that it has to be thick and not sharp. And then it's mutter. Vamogin avro machme afilo yebazel over rochem v'roishet. Even if it's a bowel zop. The loy hoyoloy hoyd, and it's not sharp. Like gora migavasak, and he yelled at stick, but it's a gavasak is also not sharp. Early kaneach mekoisel ein mekoisel ein mechidudei hamadreikis. Or if you want on the steps, the tips of the steps, that the edge of the steps that you can do, that won't be a mamachik. That's yep. Ah, now the Mishabura says imhu mekaneach benachas. But if he's going to do it gently. He says, he just want to tell you that what it says, Megardin was, it wasn't gentle. It was the rubbing off. He's coming in with muddy shoes. He's coming into the shoe. And so he did a good job of taking off the mud. That was Bekoya. That is a psychiatry. But Abel Mekanech Benachas, Ein Lahachme Becholzet, Leshach Mezach Shash, the Memachik Boil, Hoyer, bepraat imatiach la, etit la, bemandi ein lahachmer. If the mud is watery, it's not, didn't get hard, so memele, so you don't have to rub hard to take it off. You just have to, it's wet mud, so you can gently, so wet mud, you can even do, even on, with something sharp. If you're doing it gently, and this is a cooler, one could be meiko. Now, before I go further, I'd like to mention the Dirshu brings down this a big tumult that we're saying about memachek. Absolutely, Zalman is mesupik, and if by our shoes this is applicable, bismaneno. And the shoe, you're softening the sole, you're softening the shoe. He says, could be by our shoes, b'chlal. Number one. Number two, there's another shayla, by rubbers. If a person is wearing rubbers, is there also nisa of memachek? The kitzah, Rav Shlomo Zalman, is not too clear. Others are mekel. So by our shoes, so it's not so cautious. This is applicable by us. The shayla. Okay. Ah, mekoiso shel avonim, mishum de merzi kemoisev al abinyin o mechaskoi. Now, the second day, the mishmur simkodn chavzayin, that the second day held that it's also on the koiso, that when you put, you have mud on your shoes and you're putting it on the wall, so it looks like you're adding on to the wall. That means their walls also were, I mean, they used tit to somehow to be mechabal to the stones and dust. So memele, so by rubbing on the you're taking off the tit. So mishum de mevzik yomaisim al abinyin o mechaskei. That's the first, the second day. Well, the day in Mekanchi, not on the wood, on the Bekoirim, on the piece of wood, El Gabiyev and a stone, who had in the show Bekoiso Shalates, but a Koiso Shalabonim, he holds its also. And here the Dirshu also brings down Reb Shlomo Zalman says, our buildings, he says, if you put, you rub it on a wall, he says, all you're doing is dirtying the walls. But he doesn't think there's any chizuk to the wall whatsoever.
What were the architects like to help them back in the days?
In those days, the walls weren't too.
Right.